Fort Recovery Indians are on the air. This special sports coverage of Indians baseball is brought to you in part by community-minded sponsors and the sports department of Fort Recovery Internet Radio. Now we send you to the dugout for all the exciting baseball action.
Welcome to Fort Recovery, and we're taking on the Marion Local Flyers in a game postponed from 2 or 3 weeks ago due to the weather, of course. And when this game is over, we'll we're trying to schedule it for 4 o'clock, but that's probably not going to happen. We'll be finishing up last night's game against New Bremen, 4.5 in the books, and right as the bottom of the fifth, as soon as the Indians were getting ready to go to the plate, we had lightning, then more lightning, then rain, and so now that game will be finished today after the Indians take on the Marion Local Flyers. Both league games, and going to be a pretty interesting day for the Indians. The girls, I didn't get any reports, but the girls played at New Bremen this morning. I believe that was an 11 o'clock start, and when that's over, which is probably now, they're heading down to Sydney Lehman, and they'll be playing the Lehman Catholic Cavaliers, as was originally scheduled for today. But so both the girls and boys teams will be playing two different teams today. So girls are on the road at New Bremen and at Sydney Lehman, and the boys are here against Marion Local. This game never got started, was canceled well before before Marion Local even came over that day. So this one will be a complete game, and then when this is over, it'll be a the remainder of last night's game. It'll be interesting. It'll be different pitchers, different umpires, I believe. So we'll just see how that all goes. The manager doing their home plate introductions and going over the rules. They're getting ready for the national anthem. So we'll take a break here and be back in just a little bit.
Get a great deal on Kubota utility tractors. Our powerful, versatile lineup is built to do it all. So whether you need to mow, rake, stack, lift, or pull, get it done right with a Kubota utility tractor. Right now, get a Kubota utility tractor for zero down and 0% APR, plus save up to $1,000. Now through March 31st. See us or go to KubotaUSA.com for full disclaimer.
Your local Kubota dealer is Hall Brothers in Fort Recovery, Ohio.
A new grill from a big warehouse is like trying to start your old grill. You can end up standing around by yourself and nothing happens. That's not what happens at Ace. Wengler Ace Hardware has an exclusive lineup of premium brands plus premium service from the people who know you best. We'll make sure you get the right grill, whether it's gas, wood pellet, or a flat top griddle. And better yet, we'll assemble and deliver it right to your patio. Don't forget, your newest grill is never far away, and neither is our help. That's why grilling starts at Ace. Stop by Wengler Ace Hardware in Fort Recovery, your grilling destination.
If you believe inappropriate comments were made during this broadcast concerning communities, schools, facilities, administrators, coaches, student athletes, or fans, please contact this radio station at Fort Recovery Radio at Outlook.com or by calling or texting 419-852-0072.
This is Joanne Glenser from the Tin Cupboard. Have you tried our weekly take and bakes? All you have to do is take them out of the refrigerator and bake them, and you will have a delicious meal for your family without all the work. Every Thursday, we will have a different meal available, like chicken enchiladas, chicken pot pie, baked spaghetti, breakfast casserole, or even some authentic ethnic dishes, like my mom's famous homemade egg rolls. We also have salads, breadsticks, and assorted desserts available to go along with our take and bakes. Add on as many as you would like. Be sure to pre-order yours by Wednesday of that week so we know how many to make. You can call us at 375-3034, message us on Facebook, or text me at 419-852-6233. Stock up on your favorites and put them in the freezer, or you can bake them right away. You can save them for a weekend get-together with friends. It's good to always be prepared and have one in your freezer so you will always have a quick dish to drop off to a friend or neighbor. Tin Cupboard Take and Bakes, quickly becoming everyone's new go-to meal.
Remember that scene in the Indiana Jones movie where the old knight tells him to choose wisely? Hi, I'm Connor Ramble with Fort Recovery Insurance. When it comes to insurance, choose wisely. Now, I'm not an old knight, but I do know insurance. From farms to factories to cars and ATVs, don't just spin the wheel and choose the first one that comes up. Insurance is too important not to have some local advice on what is wisest for you. ForRecoveryInsurance.com, your local agent for Ohio Mutual Insurance Group.
We're back here at Fort Recovery, and we're getting ready. The Indians are getting ready to take on the Marion Local Flyers. So we're looking at the Flyers coming in at 8-12, 3-5 in the league. Indians are 3-4, and 6-12 overall. On paper, it looks pretty even. We'll see how this all works out. Didn't get to see who we're going to have here. Looks like we're going to have maybe, let me see here. Looks like we're going to have Brock Dews on the mound for the Indians. And he's been doing well. And let me see here. For our catcher, we're going to have Riggs today. So we'll see how this all goes. With the Flyers, they're going to bring Hayden Wibbler, Dylan Fleck, Gabe Link, Zach Brueggemann, Eddie Smith, Jake Topp, Colton Pullman, Reggie Creamer, and Alex Kanapke will be their batting order. So they're we've had the throw out to second base, and looks like Hayden Wibbler, number two, will step into the batter's box. And he's in. Looks like we're getting ready for the first pitch. Brock Dews looks in. First pitch, outside to the right-handed batter. Ball and no strikes as the game just gets underway here. Another one just outside. Fouled back to the screen, right-hand side. So two balls and a strike to the leadoff batter, Hayden Wibbler. Junior, he'll be at second base today. Another one fouled back just about the same place, back against the screen, so count evens at 2-2. Again, first batter here today, and it's Indians versus the Marion Local Flyers, followed by the conclusion of yesterday's game against New Bremen. Swing and miss way outside, gets away from the catcher and cannot get him. So it's a strikeout, but he gets to first base on the breaking ball that got away from Riggs. And so first man on for Marion Local. That'll bring Dylan Fleck, the pitcher today, to the plate. Another junior. I think they have one or two seniors on this team. So Brock looks in. Pitch a little outside. The runner faked like he was gone. Riggs was ready to gun him down. He goes back to first. Batter looks into the dugout for some guidance. Brock, 1-0, pitch comes in. That one's outside. He's just been a little outside on most of his pitches so far. This is the second batter here. First batter struck out, but ball got away from Riggs on a real breaking curve ball, and runners at first. And that one's a little low and outside. Ball three, 3-0 to Dylan Fleck. The junior, he'll be pitching today. Riggs looks in. Right down the middle, as anticipated, the batter was taking all the way. So Brock is going to try to fight his way back from a 3-0 count. It's 3-1 right now, nobody out. Popped up, shallow right field, second baseman goes over. Landon comes over, has it for out number one. So fought back from a 3-0 count, Brock did, and then got him to pop out to the second baseman in very shallow right field. That brings Gabe Link, also a junior. He's the shortstop. Pitches in there. Strike two, and the runner goes to second, and he's in safely. So one out. Runner at second now, Wibbler, the second baseman out there at second base. Gabe Link at the plate. One out. Excuse me, no balls and a strike. That one's hit very high center field. Caught. Runner stays on base, doesn't even act like he's gone. So that's two away. And Wibbler remains at second base.
Now batting number 33,
That'll bring Zach Bruggeman, the first baseman, to the plate. Two outs, runner at first. That was the first batter of the game. And he struck out, but the ball got away, so he got to first safely. He pops one, shallow right, just about the same place as before. And Landon has it with no problem. So that's out number three. So we played a half an inning. It is 0-0. Indians will be coming to bat.
Hello, this is Chad Fowler from Fowler Mechanical. Whether you're a longtime customer or someone we have not had the privilege to serve yet, I want you to know we are here for all your residential and commercial heating, air conditioning, and plumbing needs. We have been proudly serving the Fort Recovery area since 2004. So give us a call at Fowler Mechanical and see what we can do for you. Fowler Mechanical, 419-375-2410.
Hello, I'm Harold Feely, owner of Hastings Auto Sales in Fort Recovery. Spring is in the air, and it's time to get your car maintenance done. This includes testing your battery, checking all fluid levels, and testing your air conditioning. We will also check your brakes, tires, belts, wipers, hoses, and all lights for your worry-free springtime travels. Give us a call here at Hastings Auto Sales, 419-375-4617, for all your automotive needs.
Spring is a busy time of year, and who has time to cook? Let Miracle Lanes be your go-to for effortless meals on those busy days. From their wings, salads, subs, sandwiches, and deep-fried goodies to their awesome pizza, let Miracle Lanes take care of feeding your family. Everybody can get what they want. Just call them at 375-4274, then drive through and pick it up. They open at 3 on Tuesday, Wednesday, and Thursday, and 11 a.m. on Friday, Saturday, and Sunday, closed Mondays. Call them to reserve your lanes for birthday parties and other special events. Be sure to stop by for their pizza wing and salad bar buffet on Fridays at lunch. Miracle Lanes, 375-4274.
We're back. Bottom of the first inning. Ryan Post, Kobe Wendell, Riley Will. Hard shot, short stop, puts a glove on it, can't get it. And Ryan is aboard. Our first batter is on base. Marion Local did that in the top of the first, and we were able to strand that runner at second. We come up here with Kobe Wendell, followed by Riley and Brock. Nobody out. First man on. First pitch. And Jacoby Bunsett goes over toward our dugout. So no balls on a strike. Dylan Fleck looks in. Kobe's waving the bat. No balls and a strike. Nobody out. Throws over to first. Has him off base. And Ryan gets in the pickle. He's back and forth. A pitcher comes over to help cover. Ryan's trying to get back to first. And the catcher comes out. And he's chasing Ryan. And catcher came out to back up at first base. And he gets Ryan in the... I have no idea how to score that one. That went from 2-3 to 4 to 1 to 6 to 2, I think. I don't know how that went. There are a whole bunch of people that touched that baseball, and Ryan eluded it for quite a while. So we have one out now, and scoreboard says a ball and a strike, but I think there's been three pitches. Fleck. This one's outside. 2-1. That is correct. It was 1-1 before. That's outside. Two balls and a strike. Kobe rips one just over Jerry Kaup's head, third base coach. So two balls, two strikes. That was hit hard. If that could have stayed fair, that might have eluded the third baseman and been rolling around in that corner out there for a while. So Kobe's ready to go here again. Fleck looks in. That's low. Three balls, two strikes, one out. Kobe Wendell, base is empty now. Riley Will on deck. He hits soft bouncer, shortstop, over to first, in plenty of time. So that's two outs now. Riley Will comes to the plate, followed by cleanup hitter Brock Deuce. Pitch comes in, hits the dirt, bounces to the screen. If Ryan had still been on base, he could have gotten a couple of bases out of that, maybe. That one was bouncing around there. Definitely could have had one. So Riley steps back in, ball, no strikes. That one's high. So 1-1. That one's right down the middle. Riley was taken all the way there, waiting for him to throw a strike eventually. So it's two balls and a strike. So it'll be back to pretty much green light now. He puts one back to the pitcher off the handle. First baseman pulled him off the bag, but he gets his foot back down. And that's out number three. So three up, three down the hard way. We kind of had a runner on base and weren't able to take advantage of that. So we go to the bottom of the second, or excuse me, the top of the second, and it's no score.
Proudly serving the Fort Recovery area for over 23 years, Fort Camp Excavating and Farm Drainage has the expertise to handle any dirt work you need. From installing waterways and building pads to demolition work and septic system installation, Fort Camp Excavating and Farm Drainage has all the equipment you need to get the job done right. Does your driveway need some fresh gravel, or do you need some dirt hauled in? We can take care of all your hauling needs as well. Give Brian a call at 419-852-6655. Fort Camp Excavating and Farm Drainage. Go Indians.
Hello, I'm Kenny Canote from K&L Tractor Sales in Fort Recovery, Ohio. First, the company who introduced suspension to the commercial mowing industry has done it again. Introducing the Ferris Soft Ride Stand-On Z2 Mower. With this patent-pending adjustable operator platform and suspension technology, you can now experience the amazing smooth ride and speed that Ferris is famous for. Step up to a new level of comfort and productivity with a Ferris Soft Ride Stand-On Z2. Ferris, experience suspension.
Hi, this is Jerry Kalp of Kalp Pharmacy, a locally owned Health Mart pharmacy. Kalp Pharmacy provides infusion services in your home or residence. From IV antibiotics and pain medications, chemotherapy, and total parenteral nutrition, our Kalp Pharmacy infusion pharmacists will work with you and your medical team to develop a personalized care plan based on your needs. Choose home for your IV treatment and request Kalp Pharmacy to provide your sterile infusion medications. Kalp Pharmacy in Fort Recovery, Ohio, Union City, and Bern, Indiana. Kalp Pharmacy Health Mart, caring for you and about you.
Welcome back. We're here in the top of the second inning. No score. Eddie Smith steps in and takes a first pitch outside. Brock comes in with the second pitch. Swing and a miss. A ball and a strike here for Eddie Smith. He's the third baseman for the Flyers, and he's one of the two seniors on this team. That one catches the outside corner. A ball and two strikes to Smith. He's waving the bat. He's ready for Brock's next pitch. First batter of the second inning. It's one hard, deep foul down the left field line. Not extremely deep, but if that could have been fair, that would have been down the line and probably a pretty good double. So he'll step back in, a ball and two strikes. Swing and a miss. That's out number one. Jake Topp will be your batter. It looks like there's three seniors. He's another senior here. And he is playing right field. One out. Base is empty. Topp at the plate. Swing and a miss. Big swing. Caught him on the outside with that outside pitch right on the corner. And he was swinging. Brock with his 0-1 pitch. Another swing and a miss. So looks like Brock is throwing strikes and Marion Local is being aggressive and swinging. So this could be a good game here. I like the way this goes. That's swing and a miss. Three swings, three misses. So two strikeouts here in the inning for Brock. That's his third of the game. Colton Pullman will be your batter. He's a junior. He's the left fielder. Swing and a miss. So two outs now. No balls and a strike. Another swing and a miss. Brock's getting him on that pitch that's coming up and out from him. And so far that's working extremely well. That one they fouled right over the dugout. Man, if that would have been 3 feet lower, it probably would have hit one of our players standing at the fence, at the dugout fence. That wouldn't have been so good. That was there fast. No balls, two strikes. Swing and a miss. Strikes out the side. So Brock, in the third, or excuse me, top of the second inning, puts them all down. I think that might have been 10 or 11 pitches, and one of them fouled it off, and every one of them was a strike. Be back in just a minute with the bottom of the second.
This is Tiffany Garkey McElDowney at Performance Physical Therapy and Wellness. Restoring function, promoting healing, and ensuring your road to healthful living is our specialty. We give you the solution to minimize your injuries and maximize your potential to heal. Even though we are a small town local business, we pride ourselves in using the most innovative technologies and treatments in the field of rehabilitation for orthopedic and neurological conditions to speed up your recovery and eliminate pain. We have two convenient locations. Our Coldwater office is beside the Grill on Main, and our Fort Recovery office is in the Industrial Park, sharing a building with Amy Wendell Family Health across from Ace Hardware. You may not even need a physician referral, depending on your insurance. Call 419-763-1464 today to schedule your evaluation.
Spring is in the air, and so is the smell of great steaks on the grill. Wayne Street Market has everything you need for a great cookout.
They have nicely trimmed steaks ready to go, and their ground chuck is $3.39 a pound, bulk or patties. Eckrich hot dogs are two for $3, and packages of Swaggerty brats are $3.99. And check out their fully cooked smoked pork chops. And it's time to get your catering orders in for your graduation party. From chicken to their party trays, fruit and veggie trays, sandwich trays, and of course their famous meat and cheese tray. Get it all at Wayne Street Market, the best meat market around. Back here at Fort Recovery, Brock Deuce steps in to start off the bottom of the second inning. Takes the first pitch low. Fouls off the second pitch off the plate, then back toward the backstop. He'll step back in with a 1-1 count facing Dylan Fleck. Brock hits one hard into center field. That center fielder has to let it drop. Leadoff single for Brock Deuce. First and second innings, the Indians start off with a single. Last inning, we had Ryan at first, and he got picked off in a pickle. Catcher caught him off first base, and they, after about three or four or five throws, they got him out. So that'll bring Daniel Patch to the plate with Brock Deuce at second, taking the lead, looking like he's acting like he's going to go. Takes a nice secondary lead, comes back. First pitch is a ball. So Daniel will step back in. Coach Kalp down at third giving the signs. Brock Deuce with a little bit of a lead over at first. Nothing too serious right now. And he throws over to first. Brock back easily. Daniel will step back in. Fleck will step back on the rubber. And it'll be a one ball, no strike count to Daniel Patch with nobody out. Runner at first for our Indians. Daniel. Swing and a miss. So it's 1-1. Ball and a strike to Daniel. Again, Indians are playing Marion Local in a makeup game. And then when this one's over, New Bremen will come back and we will finish last night's game that was stopped in the middle of the fourth inning. So that one's a strike on the inside corner. Daniel was taken all the way and umpire says that caught the corner. A ball and two strikes now to Daniel. And Brock at first, a little bit of a lead. He's looking to me like he might be wanting to go, but he's not leading off very much. So we'll see what happens here. A ball and a strike. They throw back to him. He's back easily standing up. So I know that they know he is a base stealer when he gets a chance. So they're trying to hold him. He took a couple of steps off on the pitcher went quickly over there, and he was back easily again. If they keep doing that long enough, they'll throw one away, and Brock strolled second base, but they're trying to catch him off base here. And he's taken off, and the throw goes to second. It's way on the first base side of second base, and he's there easily. So he waited for the perfect opportunity, and now he stands at second base. Nobody out. Daniel Patch at the plate. Two ball, two strike count with Brock Deuce at second base. Daniel looking, waiting for the pitch, puts one to third base. Third baseman can't field it, and Daniel is safe. And, of course, since it was third base, Brock has to stay at second. So the ball was always right there. That's probably an E5, but I don't keep too good a track of that, so I'm not going to get too excited. That'll bring Landon Post to the plate with two runners on, first and second. We can get us a pass ball here and get him at second and third. That might be really good. He squares to bunt, takes it for a strike. So no balls and a strike to Landon. Dylan Evers on deck. Nobody out. First and second for the Indians. First two guys aboard. Squares to bunt and doesn't get it. And Brock heads for third. Ball hits him on the helmet and goes out into left field. And he comes around to score and the Indians lead 1-0. And Daniel moves to second. Landon with a one ball, one strike count. But and still nobody out. Indians now with a runner in. So we take the lead here in the bottom of the second. And that's a bunt down the first baseline. Foul. So it's a ball and two strikes. So Landon will probably not be bunting this time, because if it's foul again, it'll be a strikeout. But we'll see how it goes here, because it wouldn't be the first time Jerry has had our Indians bunting on strike two. But it's with a run in and nobody out, might have him swinging away. Daniel Patch at second base. Landon at the plate with a two-ball, two-strike count. Fleck, the junior pitcher for Marion Local, looks in for the sign. And Landon fouls one back to the screen on the right side. Count remains 2-2. Daniel Patch out at second with a little bit of a lead. Second baseman holding him a little bit. There's a little foul at the plate. So count remains at 2-2. Still nobody out for the Indians. A run in. Daniel Patch at second base. Brock News led it off with a single. Stole second. He was stealing third, and the throw hit him on the helmet and went into left field. That's an outside, way outside pitch. And Daniel strolls to third base as it rolls to the backstop. So it's a 3-2 count. And now Daniel at third base. Landon still at the plate with about, I'm going to say, that's seventh or eighth pitch. And hits one in the infield, very slow. Shortstop has it, goes over to first. Not in time. Daniel has to stay at third base. So that puts him on the corners. Landon beats that out. Dylan Evers, your batter. Kendrick Wendell, I believe, on deck. And so the coach for the Flyers is going to go out and talk to Dylan Fleck. That's Mitch Hayes. He'll go out and talk to Fleck. Looks like they might be doing a pitching change, but we'll see what's going to happen here. We'll just take a quick break and we'll come back.
B&D Contracting Incorporated of Fort Recovery, Ohio, specializes in construction of custom residential houses, multifamily and condo units, also commercial and agricultural buildings, too. Dave Kalp of B&D Contracting and his employees have many years of experience to help you build any size project. He'll help you design your home or building from the design to finished product. Call Dave Kalp at B&D Contracting in Fort Recovery at 419-234-2976.
Are you looking to become a part of a company that uses the vision of their team members to assist them in becoming successful? Cooper Farms does just that. We utilize the ideas and visions of our team members to make our processes better, easier, safer today. The Fort Recovery Division of Cooper Farms is currently seeking individuals to fill open egg packaging and sanitation positions. To learn more about these positions, as well as other open positions, please visit cooperfarms.com/join our team. Cooper Farms, more than a workplace.
We're back here at Fort Recovery, where Hayden Wibbler will now be pitching for the Flyers, and he'll be facing Dylan Evers and Kendrick Wendell. Still nobody out in the bottom half of inning number two. Indians have Daniel Patch at third, Landon Post at first with an infield single, and Dylan will step in to face Wibbler, also a junior. Wibbler comes in from the second base position. I think that they just switched position, but I'm not 100% sure here. Dylan waving the bat, throwing back to first. And landing in just under the tag. It's a nice move by the pitcher, especially since he hasn't thrown one pitch yet. His first thing is to first base on a pickoff, and sometimes that ends badly for a pitcher. Dylan shows bunt, and Landon strolls down to second. They didn't want to throw it down to second to try to get him. That would give Daniel a good chance to come home. So they're going to let him go to second. So it's now second and third. Dylan at the plate, a chance to really open up this lead here a little bit. Lead 1-0, nobody outs. Hard shot, just foul down the third baseline. Another foot to the right, and that could have been two runs for the Indians, at least one, probably two for the Indians, and Dylan would have had him a base hit. Indians already have two base hits, and Daniel got on an error. That one's high and inside, two balls and a strike. Wibbler coming in a little bit of a jam for the Flyers. Fleck just wasn't throwing strikes very well. That one's fouled back, way back over our heads here, right straight on back. So it's two balls, two strikes to Dylan, nobody out. Brock Deuce has already scored. Daniel Patch stands at second. Daniel at third, Landon at second. And Dylan fouls another one right back over our heads. Count remains 2-2, still nobody out for the Indians here in the bottom of the second inning. We lead 1-0 and threatening. That one's right straight back, but not over our heads, caught by the net. So again, two balls, two strikes. Dylan steps back in, 2-2. He hits one hard past the third baseman into left field. Daniel will score, and Landon will move to third. That's a third base hit here in the inning for our Indians, and they'll bring Kendrick Wendell to the plate. Derek Lochtefeld on deck. So Kendrick with runners on the corners. See if Dylan will head to, he's heading to second on the bunt attempt, and that's foul on the kind of behind the plate on the right side. So trying to get this runner in from third. Landon with plenty of speed, so there's a lot of possibilities for Coach Kalp with this, especially with nobody out, but a bunt would be a pretty good thing. Throw back over to first, keeping Dylan close. I don't know if they're going to do like they did with Landon and just go ahead and send him on the first chance. Foul down the third base line behind Coach Kalp. So the Indians have been hitting the ball hard here, and the Flyers have had a little trouble feeling it. Some of them are ones that they probably should have caught, but at least fielded, I should say, and didn't. So we'll see what happens here. That one is, struck him out and threw Dylan out at second, and Landon did not go home on the throw to second base. So there's two outs now. That brings Derek Lochtefeld to the plate, followed by the top of the order, Ryan Post. That one's at the top edge of the strike zone. Strike one. Two outs now. So Landon at third. There's a hard shot ball to the third baseman. Fields it over to first in time. And the Flyers, I will say, held the Indians to two runs there. So we go to the top of inning number three, and it'll be the Flyers coming to bat. Indians leading 2-0.
Are you looking to become a part of a company that uses the vision of their team members to assist them in becoming successful? Cooper Farms does just that. We utilize the ideas and visions of our team members to make our processes better, easier, safer today. The Fort Recovery Division of Cooper Farms is currently seeking individuals to fill open egg packaging and sanitation positions. To learn more about these positions, as well as other open positions, please visit cooperfarms.com/join our team. Cooper Farms, more than a workplace.
The versatile Kubota B-Series is a do-it-all tractor. Run powerful attachments that can be easily switched out. It features a hydrostatic transmission and is simple to maintain. The Kubota B-Series. It makes the hard work look easy. Talk to your local Kubota dealer today to schedule a demo.
Your local Kubota dealer is Hall Brothers in Fort Recovery, Ohio.
For 99 years, Wangler Hardware has been in Fort Recovery providing products to local businesses and people. We are proud to support our local schools, charities, and community projects because we're neighbors. Ace is the place for friendly, helpful service, and we feel personal service is our duty. Experience exceptional value and old-fashioned customer service from our knowledgeable staff. Wangler Ace Hardware is located on State Route 49 on the south edge of town. We appreciate your business.
Flyers send Reggie Kremer, Alex Knapke, then back to the top with now pitcher Hayden Wibler. Takes the first pitch inside, fouls the second pitch off back to the screen. It's 1-1. Brock Deuce throwing strikes today so far, doing a very good job. That one is just outside. Two balls, one strike. Reggie Kremer, the number 8 batter for the Flyers, at the plate. Swing and a little foul, hits the plate, bounces back to the backstop. Two balls, two strikes. Indians lead 2-0 here in the top of inning number 3. And Brock Dews looking pretty good. Riggs tried to frame that one back into the strike zone. That'll load the fill the count at 3-2. First batter here in the top of the third. Hard hit ball. First baseman gets his glove on it and it bounces off his glove. He probably could have let that go and let Landon get it. It was going to be a tough play for him, but you can't be sure that second baseman's going to get behind you and get that one. So first man on here for the Flyers in the top of the third. I'm going to give him a hit on that. I don't know if that's anywhere near official or even correct, but that's what I'm scoring. So we are extremely unofficial. Alex Knapke, the catcher, at the plate now. Bunts over the screen back on the left side. So nobody out. First man on for the Flyers here in the top of the third. Reggie Kremer at first. Alex Knapke at the plate. Hayden Wibbler on deck. Brock Deuce looks in for the sign. Outside. A ball and a strike. No outs here for the Flyers. Sign from Coach Hayes down at third base. Alex Knapke squares to bunt. Fouled at the plate. So it'll be a ball and two strikes. Brock looks back in. Riggs gives him the sign. That one's a little outside. Two balls, two strikes. Brock looks in again. 2-2 count. High. Full count now. Still nobody out here in the top of the third inning. Kremer at first base. High fly. Popped up behind the plate. And Riggs has it. Thought that might be a little trouble looking up at the sun, but he got it with no problem, so one out now. That'll bring the top of the order, Hayden Wibbler, who's now the pitcher. Bring Wibbler to the plate. Dylan Fleck on deck. Kramer with a little bit of a lead over at first. Brock looks over, comes to the plate. Bunts. And third baseman has it over to first. That's out number two. Kramer gets sacrificed over to second. Dylan Fleck now the batter with two away. Kramer now at second. Gabe Link on deck for the Flyers. Two outs. Brock looks in. A little bit of a lead at second. That's a strike on the outside corner. No balls and a strike. To Fleck. Kramer out at second base there. Taking a little bit of a lead. Landon holding him on. There's one hit to the shortstop. Nice play by Ryan. Gets it over. Not in time. Slow roller. Ryan could not get him. So that'll put Fleck at first and Kramer at second. Still two outs. Gabe Link at the plate. Cleanup hitter Zach Brueggemann on deck. Two on, two outs for the Flyers. Down by two in the top of the third inning. Riggs is getting the pitch. He's given us some signals to the infielders as to where to go with Watt. I think he's just reminding them that there are two outs. So you get the batter here if you can. Brock looks in. They go to second base as there's an outside pitch. Ball one. Riggs throws to second because Fleck was heading for second, but Landon cuts it off just in case that runner from third was going to try to head home. So now there's runners at second and third. Fouled right side out of play into the big tree down there, right field line. No matter what happens when it hits the tree, it's out of play. So it hits the tree, it comes back in. That brings count to 1-1. Ball and a strike. Two Flyers out here in the top of inning number three. Indians trying to keep them from getting a run here. He went on that outside pitch, tried to hold up. Umpire says he went, and it is a ball and two strikes now. Two outs, runners at second and third for the Flyers. Indians trying to keep them off the scoreboard here in the third inning. Very high. Left fielder going back and back some more and back some more and makes that play. He originally was kind of holding his ground and went back at least 50 feet. So that's out number three. Indians hold him here. We played 2.5 going to the bottom of the third. Indians 2 and Flyers 0.
You love our great sandwiches, wraps, soups, and salads at the Tin Cupboard. But did you remember that we also have great old-fashioned hand-dipped ice cream homemade by Desserts? Of course, we have vanilla and chocolate, but we also have a lot more flavors. Stop by and try our mint chocolate chip, cookies and cream, butter pecan, or strawberry. Or how about Superman or Rainbow Sherbet, always a kid's favorite. Try one of our new flavors, black raspberry lemon cheesecake, peanut butter cup, or s'mores. Bring your family by the Tin Cupboard and grab some great homemade hand-dipped ice cream from Desserts. Grab a cup or a cone in your favorite flavor or try a new flavor. Who knows? It might become your new favorite. The Tin Cupboard in downtown Fort Recovery.
I've seen seems like the most entertaining things on TV these days are those funny insurance commercials. Hi, I'm Connor Rammel with Fort Recovery Insurance. When it comes to insurance, you need someone who knows the difference between insuring a farm and an economy automobile. As your local agent for Ohio Mutual Insurance Group, I know that our area and our neighbors have unique needs. When it comes to insurance, think local. And if you want a funny joke, I'll do my best. Find us online at FortRecoveryInsurance.com.
Back here at Fort Recovery. Go to the bottom of the third, top of the order. Ryan Post takes the first pitch for a strike. Wibbler comes again. That's on the outside corner for strike two. No balls, two strikes to our first batter. Ryan Post had a single his first time up, then got caught in a pickle. He hits one into left field over the, or right field over the second baseman's head, and he has his second single of the game. He's two for two, and Kobe Wendell went out to the shortstop, threw him out at first base. So no outs, runner at first. They're trying to pick him off again, and that one gets away, but not far enough for Ryan to head for second. He had to dive back, so if he'd been standing up, he might have been able to get there, but they might have gotten him too. It didn't get real far away, but it did get away from him, so had no chance to get him. So Kobe steps back in, swinging a foul tip at the plate. So no balls and a strike to Kobe Wendell. Riley Will on deck. Ryan Post at first base, bottom of the third, nobody out. Indians lead 2-0. Pops one up to the third baseman. Third baseman settles, has it. One away. That'll bring Riley Will to the plate. And Brock Dews will be on deck. So Ryan stays at first. Riley at the plate now. He's been hitting the ball well. Let's hope that continues. That popped up behind us. We haven't had any really... yesterday we had a pile of balls hit back into the parking lot. One of them went through the back window of an SUV. Hard hit ball. Third baseman knocks it down but can't field it. He did get his glove on it on that hard hit shot. So Riley's at first. I'm going to give him a single. Ryan goes to second. Riley's at first. Brock Dews will be your batter. Daniel Patch on deck. Brock steps in, see if he can help himself. Has a runner in scoring position with a two-run lead. One out, and that's a called strike. And Brock steps back in. No balls and a strike. That's inside. Ryan runs to third base, and he's able to get in standing up. And on that throw to third, Riley goes to second. So we have him at second and third for Brock with one out. Base hit could score one, maybe two, and really help himself out. Daniel Patch on deck. A ball, two strikes to Brock with one out. Popped up in the infield. Not good news for our Indians. First baseman comes over, has it, and that's two away. Now we need a pass ball or a base hit to score some runs here. If we could have got that into the outfield, Ryan could have scored from pretty much anywhere if it's not real shallow. Daniel will come in now. Swing and a miss on the inside pitch. No balls and a strike. Wibbler gets the ball back out there. He's looking in for his sign. Hard hit ball. That's going to drop into the center field. Ryan will score easily. Riley will score. And Daniel Patch with kind of the handcuffed him and he booped it into center field right over second base. And he's at first base with two RBIs. And that brings Landon Post to the plate. Dylan Evers on deck. Two outs, runner at first, two runs in. That's a roller to the third baseman. He grabs it over to first, in time. But the Indians do some damage. They score two more, and we played three. Indians lead 4-0. We'll be back in just a minute.
Fowler Mechanical, your local Bryant dealer, would like to help you keep your home comfortable all season long. So whether it's a quick fix or time for something new, Fowler Mechanical has a team of professionals that can help. They offer a full lineup of efficient, energy-saving Bryant heating and cooling system options that can help you save money in the long run. So give them a call at Fowler Mechanical and see what they can do for you. Fowler Mechanical, 375-2410. Bryant, whatever it takes. Good luck, Indians.
Hello, I'm Harold Feely, owner of Hastings Auto Sales and Ford Recovery. Spring is in the air, and it's time to get your car maintenance done. This includes testing your battery, checking all fluid levels, and testing your air conditioning. We will also check your brakes, tires, belts, wipers, hoses, and all lights for your worry-free springtime travels. Give us a call here at Hastings Auto Sales, 419-375-4617, for all your automotive needs.
We're back here at Fort Recovery where the Indians lead the Flyers 4-0 going to the top of the fourth inning. And I haven't had time to check my phone to see if we have any reports from the girls' softball games, but they played New Bremen. We won 3-0 at New Bremen. All right. So that's from our the official MAC spokesperson, Commissioner Don Kemper. How are you, Mr. Kemper? You're allowed to grab a headphone and we'll grab a headphone and we'll chit chat or something, or you can help me call the game here. Everybody deserted me, so not exactly that, but so how you doing, Mr. Commissioner? There's a hard hit ball. Ryan Post goes over to get it, can't come up with it, but it was a tough play. And Flyers have their first runner on. So what's the news around Mr. Kemper?
Oh, it's for a change, it's a great day to play baseball, right?
It's a change. Eddie Smith, your batter here for the Flyers, first man on. Nobody out. Looks to bunt. Bunts back to the backstop. So no balls and a strike.
Yeah, the girls played well over it. I was at the game in New Bremen. And, you know, Fort Recovery has a young team and a lot of potential there. And
yes,
they played a really nice game. And I think there's a lot of positives in the future for Fort Recovery softball.
Yeah, we're pretty happy about the way that's been going. We did have a little five or six game funk there where we weren't doing well. But like you said, lots of potential and we're playing well toward the end of the season. So, and then as soon as they got done there, they head for Sidney Lehman for the game that was already scheduled for today.
So I didn't realize that. I talked to Mrs. Holman, and she said the girls were going over there, and she was coming here to watch Troy play.
Yep. So should be. It's just a crazy day. Our girls are playing two different teams on the same day, and our boys are playing two different teams on the same day. So it's just interesting, we'll call it. So.
Welcome to spring in Ohio, right?
Yep. That's a single into right field. That'll move Brueggemann to second. Smith at first. Jake Topp will be your batter with nobody out. Colton Pullman on deck. First and second, nobody out. The Flyers are trying to rally here again. We kind of shut them down with a couple of runners on base in the last inning, hoping we can do that same thing. We left them stranded at second and third, so we'll see what we can do here. Brock looks in. He's been throwing strikes, and we've been fielding it, but those two got through. That one's a hard hit ball, center field. Jacoby has it. Gets back into the cutoff man. One man out. So how's the MAC looking, Mr. Commissioner?
The softball is coming down to just, I think there's one more game left to play.
Yep.
Next Saturday. Fort Recovery plays Minster.
Yep.
And then, so Minster has clinched a share of the title. And depending on what happens in that game Saturday, it'll determine if they win it outright or share it with Coldwater.
Mm-hmm. So we can be spoilers?
You could be, Fort Recovery softball could spoil it.
Well, and we, like I say, we seem to have been playing well recently, so hard hit ball down the left field line, foul, out toward where Bill Bechtel usually is sitting, and he's not there today. So it's no balls, two strikes to Colton Pullman with Brueggemann at second and Eddie Smith at first.
Bill must be a foul weather fan.
Well.
If he's not here today.
He might have, yeah. He only comes out when it's nasty, when it's windy and cold. Yeah, he probably has something going on since this wasn't already scheduled. Neither one of these was scheduled originally. So yeah. He might have had something going on. Bill's almost always at every game. So it's always good to see Bill and his buddies. Edward Camp was here. Was he here? One of the other games this week, and looking good. Ooh, just a little low. Now it's two balls, two strikes. That was a tough two strike pitch to take. So it's two balls, two strikes, one out. Runners at first and second for the Flyers here in the top of inning number four. Brock looks into Riggs. Foul tip at the plate.
And the baseball side of things, Coldwater and New Bremen, and obviously what happens with New Bremen here this afternoon, they play at 4 o'clock or finish.
Yeah, after this game, sometime after this game, yeah.
Yep.
So, yeah, it'll be interesting to see how that goes. You know, they were up, I think, 4-1 on us or something like that. But it's going to be new pitchers, new umpires, different day. A lot of things can happen. I have a good feeling about the Indians' chances today, even though we're down. Fouled out of the play into the parking lot. I think it might have got a car. But day before, we put one through a back window of an SUV. So.
But it had been yesterday because Thursday you didn't play.
Yep. I get them all mixed up now.
Yep.
Uh-oh, walks him. Base on balls will fill the bases for the Flyers. They'll put Zach Brueggemann at third, Eddie Smith at second, Colton Pullman at first. Reggie Kramer will come to the plate with the bases full. Coach Kalp's going to come out and talk to Brock Deuce in his infield, see what's going on here. Come on, guys, there's one out. Bases are full. Here's what we're going to do. Brock, you're going to throw strikes, and we're going to field it, and this is what, if it goes to here, we're doing this. If we can get a double play, get him. If we can get that runner at the plate, get him, but make sure you get an out of this.
Yeah, I would imagine Coach Kalp's having a conversation about maybe bringing the infield in and cutting off the run at home.
Yep. We are up 4-0, so I'm not sure how big one run is, but it can be. And it's Mac baseball. You don't know. You know, you can be up three runs, and that can disappear in a one or two swings.
It looks like they're going to play normal depth except for the third baseman and first baseman around on the corner.
Yep, the middle infield is back in regular. Swing and a miss on the first pitch. So Kramer, no balls and a strike. Bases full of Flyers. We have one out, and we're going to get this try to work on this this batter here. Very high, shallow. Shortstop right behind second base. Goes out half a step. Has it for out number two. So that's a big relief for our Indians. That gets it down to just having to get one, either the batter or the lead runner or just step on second base for a force. You can force at any bag. So we'll see how that all goes here, and that'll bring Alex Kanapke to the plate with the top of the order, Hayden Wibbler on deck. Two down. Hit into the gap between first and second, and that'll score one run and leave the bases full. So, according to my count, that's the fifth hit for the Flyers. Eddie Smith goes to third. Pullman goes to second. Alex Kanapke at first with an RBI single. And the top of the order, Hayden Wibbler, who's now the pitcher, will come to the plate with two outs. So, kind of did what we needed to do. We threw strikes and tried to make that play, but it was right where we couldn't get to it, right between the second baseman, first baseman. First pitch to Wibbler is a ball. Ball and no strikes, two outs. So how's the rest of the MAC looking? Foul back out of play.
You know, the softball side of things is one game away from completing the season, and we talked about that. It'll be next Saturday. The baseball side of things, we have about six games, and two of them will obviously this one and the finish up of the New Bremen 4 recovery game will take two off that list. So we'll be down to four after today. Yeah, four games that need to be completed.
Are those all makeups now?
Yes.
Yeah, so I was thinking that was,
yeah, last Thursday was the last regularly scheduled game.
There's a base hit that drops into right field. One run scores. Second run comes in, and that also scores. The catcher grabbed it out in front of the plate. And I think that if he let the pitcher get that, but they apparently weren't communicating, so Alex Kanapke goes to second base. Wibbler's at first with an RBI. And Dylan Fleck will be your batter. And Gabe Link on deck. Still two outs. Three runs in now for the Flyers.
If that ball wouldn't have been cut off, I have a feeling that play, which was still close at the home plate, home plate, would have probably been an out.
Yeah, I'm very sure of that. But
throw was very much online.
And yeah, but we didn't communicate, it looks like. So there's handcuffs him. Shortstop has it over to first. Gets past him. And Kanapke will come in to score the tying run. Wibbler will go to third. Flex second.
Slow roller to the shortstop, and he fielded it cleanly. And
yeah,
on his throw to first base, he just pulled a wide left.
Yep.
So
that'll bring up the ninth batter of the inning for the Flyers, Gabe Link, with Zach Brueggemann on deck. Led it off with a single. Strike for the first pitch. So Brock is throwing strikes. We're not, some of them are in between players, and some of them are not playing them properly. So swing and a miss. No balls, two strikes. Again, two outs. Link steps back in. Brock to the plate. He flinched, go for it, and the ball gets away. And another run scores. So now it's 5-4 in favor of the Flyers. With five runs in. We had chances to get out of this with one or no runs, and we just aren't getting there. That outside pitch got away, and it's ball and two strikes. Again, two outs. I've said that for a lot of pitches in a row.
Yeah.
And Gabe Link will step back in. Zach Brueggemann, who led off the inning, is on base. That one looked pretty good. Called a ball, 2-2.
I think Gabe's dad is originally from Fort Recovery or graduated from Fort Recovery, I believe.
So which link would that be?
The one that's spelled L-I-N-K.
Oh, well. Third baseman knocks it down and cannot play it. So another run scores.
Oh, they call it the hot corner, right?
Yes. And that will bring Zach Brueggemann to the plate for the second time this inning. So it's now 6-4, six runs in the inning for the Flyers. And that one goes, drops, that one's going to drop into center field. Diving attempt by Kobe. And ball gets away from the cutoff man. And Brueggemann heads to second base.
There's just some kind of missed. Unfortunate situations that have happened that have continued this inning, and obviously the Flyers are taking advantage of it.
Looks like we might have a pinch runner or pinch hitter here.
Looks like Coach Kalp is out.
He's out talking to our infield and our pitcher and see what's going on here. So I think I have everything right here. That was, I believe, the 10th batter. But I'm missing something here on my, I see where I did it. I got the wrong guy scoring here earlier.
I'll fill it in later. I'll make stuff up.
Yep. Thanks.
You're welcome.
So I think that we're getting Braden Topp is in. And I believe he will be in for Eddie Smith. But Topp is batting. Runners at second and third for the Flyers. Indians really trying to stop the bleeding. Very high. Right side. First baseman settles. Has it. That's out number three. But the Flyers score six here in the top half of inning number four. Go to the bottom of the fourth. It's now Flyers 6, Indians 4.
Are you tired of farming around your wet spots in your fields? Do your crops flood out each year? Fort Camp Excavating and Farm Drainage has the answer to your drainage needs. Featuring a hose, satellite-guided, self-propelled tile plow, we have the ability to tile your farm in a quick and accurate fashion. With over 23 years of experience, Brian and his team will change that wet, unprofitable field into a well-drained, ready-to-farm field. Give Brian a call at 419-852-6655. Fort Camp Excavating and Farm Drainage. Go Indians!
Spring is a busy time of year, and who has time to cook? Let Miracle Ains be your go-to for effortless meals on those busy days. From their wings, salads, subs, sandwiches, and deep-fried goodies to their awesome pizza, let Miracle Ains take care of feeding your family. Everybody can get what they want. Just call them at 375-4274, then drive through and pick it up. They open at 3 on Tuesday, Wednesday, and Thursday, and 11 a.m. on Friday, Saturday, and Sunday, closed Mondays. Call them to reserve your lanes for birthday parties and other special events. Be sure to stop by for their pizza wing and salad bar buffet on Fridays at lunch. Miracle Lanes, 375-4274.
Hello, I'm Kenny Canope from K&L Tractor Sales.
We're back here in the bottom of the fourth. First hit pitching for the Indians is Dylan Evers, and he grounds out. So that's one up, one down for the Indians. That'll bring Kendrick to the plate. Derek Lochtefeld on deck. First pitch is a ball. Kendrick steps in here. Swing and a miss on an inside pitch. One ball, one strike. Next pitch. Popped up back over our heads. One ball, two strikes.
I might have my car.
I don't have a problem with that.
Not sure whose car it hit, but it hit something back there.
Yep. There's, we had a bunch of them the other day. It's just been tough. Tough on the cars. That one's foul. Just a little dribbler down the third baseline foul. Kendrick will step back in with ball two strikes. One out. Swing and a miss on that high outside pitch. And that's two up, two down for our Indians. Derek Lochtefeld, our better. He'll be followed by the top of the order, Ryan Post.
Did you lose your announcing team to a golf tournament today? Or?
No. Bob's brother-in-law passed away, Jody's brother, and he's out. And the mayor claims he has 20 hours of mowing to get done today.
That's a lot of mowing.
That's a lot of mowing.
You know what I'd say? He owns too much property.
Yeah, he probably ought to just donate of that to the town.
Yeah. Yep, absolutely.
Derek Lochtefeld, hard hit ball. Left field line, foul, out of play. Going down toward, well, that might have almost got through Marv Collins' yard. That's way down there. Hit it hard.
Back in the day, Marv wouldn't have let it through his yard. He'd have fielded it.
Probably right.
Marvin is prize he used to be.
No, he definitely isn't after getting hit by that car doing his M-serve duties. Swing and a miss on that inside pitch. Two strikeouts for Wibbler here in the fourth inning. So we've gone four complete. Score is now Flyers 6, Indians 4.
Hello, I'm Kenny Canote from K&L Tractor Sales, Fort Recovery, Ohio. It has been said time and time again, you get what you pay for. In the case of Simplicity Lawn and Garden Tractors, you get even more. Exclusive features like free-floating mower decks for a perfectly manicured cut, full-width rollers for a beautifully striped lawn, suspension comfort system for a smooth ride, and automatic controlled traction for the best traction system in industry. So do you want to settle for getting what you pay for or getting more? Visit K&L Tractor Sales to see the exclusive features of a Simplicity.
Hi, this is Jerry Kapp of Kalb Pharmacy, a locally owned Health Mart pharmacy. Give the gift of comfort this Mother's Day with a Golden Technology seat lift chair for your mother or grandmother. We have a large assortment of chairs in stock, various sizes, styles, fabrics, and colors to choose from, and we offer the best guarantee in the business. So let our experienced customer service specialists assist you in choosing the perfect seat lift chair. Our showroom is located south of Fort Recovery, just off of State Route 49. Kalb Pharmacy Health Mart, caring for you and about you.
B&D Contracting Incorporated of Fort Recovery, Ohio specializes in construction of custom residential houses, multifamily and condo units, also commercial and agricultural buildings too. Dave Kalp of B&D Contracting and his employees have many years of experience to help you build any size project. He'll help you design at 419-234-2976.
Back here at Fort Recovery and Indians down a couple runs here in the top of the fifth, and it'll be Jake Topp, Colton Pullman, and Reggie Kramer for the Flyers. They lead by two.
You know, I've lived in Fort Recovery, well, early for my entire life, and does this baseball complex have a name other than?
We decided, I think, either 2 years ago or this early this year, that it was going to be the Norb Metzger baseball complex or something like that. So I think that's what we decided. We just name it after Norb Metzger. So not
well
a bad
done.
Idea.
Well done.
Yeah, not a bad idea. As far as I know, this has never had a name.
That's what I was thinking.
Fort Recovery Baseball Diamond.
Right. Which was, I mean, it.
Yeah. Now, years ago, the Legion played here, and everybody thought it was the Legion that owned it. I'm not sure, without going and looking, I don't know anybody that's ever been able to say for sure who exactly owns it. Obviously, there's a title somewhere, and you can go to the courthouse and go find out. But I think either the school owns it, and they're going to give it to the town for the Little League type of stuff, or the other way around. I can't remember which. For town owns it, and they're going to sell it to the school or give it to the school for the JV diamond. I've heard all kinds of stuff, and I don't know if any of it's true.
This thing's been down here. I mean,
yeah. Well, somebody,
as long as I can remember,
yeah, one of the guys was telling me that somebody had a picture that they were telling them about of 1918 with the stands had wooden.
They're wooden covered. I have that picture.
Oh yeah, that was you that was telling us about that.
Yeah.
So yeah, it's been here. I was young then, 1918. So, anyway.
My grandpa was in the picture, and he was young.
So, I've lost track of the game here. So, I'm stealing off of Tom here. Top had a single to lead it off, and he's at second.
On a wild pitch, yep.
On a wild pitch, yep. And I saw the wild pitch. That's about all I saw. Do a little chit-chatting with the commissioner and kind of lost track here.
What happens when you're talking to somebody that has ADD?
Yes.
Like me.
And me. So Pullman at the plate with a two-ball, one strike count. Popped up behind us. So 2-2. So it'll be Pullman stepping back in, Kramer on deck for the Flyers. Nobody out, 2-2 count, runner at second. Nice pitch. Strikes him out. I'm not sure why he hesitated there. But
I don't think he either thought he had got four strikes.
Yeah. So that's another strikeout. I believe that's a fifth for Brock. One out now. Top still at second. Reggie Kramer, your batter. Alex Knapke on deck. First pitch ball. Brock looking in for the sign. Pitch comes, hard hit, fly ball shallow left. Ryan goes a couple of steps into the outfield, takes it for out number two. Top stays at second.
Kind of confused Kobe in the outfield. He initially broke back on that ball. It was a big swing, and he caught it on the end of the bat.
Yep.
And those kind of things can really fool the outfielder.
So Alex Knapke now your batter, followed by the top of the order, Hayden Wibbler. I think, is this Paul Knapke's son? Do you know?
Yes.
I was thinking it was, especially when I saw him without his helmet and saw the blonde hair. I thought, oh, yeah, that's Paul's son.
Yep. Quite a few connections there.
He married can't think of her name now, last name. That base hit down the right field line, just a foot fair down the right field line. And Top will come around and score from second base, and it's 7-4 Flyers. And Knapke stands at first base with what I have is the seventh base hit for the Flyers. And Hayden Wibbler, the pitcher, will come to the plate. And Jerry's going to go out and talk it over.
I think this will be a pitching change.
I would say it probably will be. Some of those other runs and situations were not Brock's fault. He was throwing strikes and they were making contact, and we weren't making the plays to get him out. So I still haven't seen him make a sign for anything. Pitchers or the umpires strolling out toward there and stops. He's going to break it up shortly, I'm sure. He just turns around, and he's going to brush off the plate and give him a little bit of time.
He's going to brush off the plate, and then if they're not broke up, I would imagine he will go out and break them up.
Yep. Oh, the base umpires. I didn't see him with the people crowded around there, so that's why the home plate umpires doesn't feel the need to go out. So looks like we're going to bring Alex Dues in to pitch. He pitched, I think, Tuesday. One time this week, I think it was Monday. I think he pitched Monday, when we're playing a non-league game, and did very well. He came in relief of Wyatt Benn, I believe, and they both did very well. So looks like we're going to have a pitching change. We'll take a little break here while they're warming up and be back in just a minute.
Cooper Farms is a diverse farm and food company with a variety of job openings, including various career paths, with locations in Van Wert, Paulding, Mercer, and currently expanding into Williams County. Cooper Farms is a family-owned business with big opportunities. Cooper Farms is a company that values ideas and input. We know our team members are what make Cooper Farms successful. To view job openings and apply online, visit cooperfarms.com/join our team. Cooper Farms, more than a workplace.
We're back here at Fort Recovery, and we have Alex Dews now pitching. Did pretty well the other night, and this will give him a little more exposure to varsity baseball, and he threw strikes, and looks like he's in his warm-ups, he's throwing strikes, and that's what we need. Brock was throwing strikes most of the time, but then we got to a point where that wasn't happening. But he, you know, what the coach usually wants is pitcher that'll throw strikes and the fielders that'll make the plays. And Brock was throwing strikes for a while, and the fielders are not making plays as well as they should, so it caused a little bit of a problem. But Jerry's hoping that we can right that ship. Brock got, he was losing a little bit here the last inning or two. So we'll see how this all goes. And I think the Indians will be okay here if we can just kind of get out of this. They've scored another run here in the top of the fifth inning. And they have the top of the order, Hayden Wibbler, coming to the plate with two outs. And runner at first. So Alex will look in, gets his sign. Pretty far outside there. First pitch, not a strike. So we'll look to improve on that. Let's go, Alex. Be like you were the other day. A little bit of a lead at first. That one's on the outside corner for a called strike.
If he can keep him right there, he'll be pretty successful.
Yes, that umpire's been calling that a strike all day, and I do believe it is. But even if it's kind of close, if he's consistent, it's a strike.
Yep. Obviously, it's a pitch that is hittable.
Yep. Fouled into the parking lot. Might roll and bump a car, but not going to get anybody. It was kind of in the middle of the parking lot, fortunately for everybody parked out there. So the batter back in. Runner from first is going. Got him easily at second base. Trying to steal.
And that's not so sure that wasn't supposed to be a hit and run the way it looked. He seemed surprised that the ball wasn't put in play.
Yeah. That didn't go exactly how he wanted, did it?
Oh.
So that'll be out number three for him. We'll be back in just a couple minutes.
This is Tiffany Garkey McElDowney at Performance Physical Therapy and Wellness. Restoring function, promoting healing, and ensuring your road to healthful living is our specialty. We give you the solution to minimize your injuries and maximize your potential to heal. Even though we are a small town local business, we pride ourselves in using the most innovative technologies and treatments in the field of rehabilitation for orthopedic and neurological conditions to speed up your recovery and eliminate your pain. We have two convenient locations. Our Coldwater office is beside the Grill on Main, and our Fort Recovery office is in the Industrial Park, sharing a building with Amy Wendell Family Health across from Ace Hardware. You may not even need a physician referral, depending on your insurance. Call 419-763-1464 today to schedule your evaluation.
The versatile Kubota B-Series is a do-it-all tractor. Run powerful attachments that can be easily switched out. It features a hydrostatic transmission and is simple to maintain. The Kubota B-Series. It makes the hard work look easy. Talk to your local Kubota dealer today to schedule a demo.
Your local Kubota dealer is Hall Brothers in Fort Recovery, Ohio.
We're back. Fort Recovery versus Marion Local. Indians had a 4-0 lead through three innings. Fourth inning, Flyers put six on the board. Fifth inning, they put one more, and they lead 7-4 over our Indians. It's going to be the bottom of the fifth. And the top of the order, Ryan, Kobe, Riley, and Brock. Ryan.
Need to give that first base coach some business down there. I thought I caught him dozing off a little bit.
He very well might have been. It's Saturday afternoon, and Saturday afternoons are for naps.
I think so.
Or golfing, but naps is where I am right now. That's, a few years ago, I might have been golfing, but now it's naps.
Yep.
So Ryan steps in. He has two base hits. Started off the first and started off the third with singles. Looking for him to start off the fifth with another single or more. That one is a little inside, a ball and a strike. Indians looking at a three-run deficit here in the bottom of inning number five. So they have five, six, and seven innings to try to get back ahead of this Flyer team that came in here at a 8-12 record on paper. Indians are 6-12, they're 8-12, we're 3-4 in the league, they're 3-5. Hard shot down the right field line, just a couple of feet foul. I think it probably went over first base fair, but by the time it hit, it was a couple of feet foul. So Ryan will step back in with a two-ball, two-strike count. Again, first batter of the inning, so nobody out. He's let off the first, third, and fifth inning now. Ooh, that one was an inside pitch. I thought it might have brushed his jersey, and they called it strike three. That was an inside pitch that he's been calling as a strike all day. So that I have that as the third strikeout for the Flyer pitchers, and that's one out. That'll bring Kobe to the plate. He's flied out, grounded out to shortstop and fly out to the third baseman. First pitch is a strike, swing and a miss. Hey, we got the mayor here.
I'm trying to do something.
Sorry. No problem.
If you want to
kick people around,
act
like you're the mayor.
Mr. Commissioner, if you want to keep hanging around, there's another headset down on the end. Well, we've been looking at this, and the count is now one ball, two strikes. We were sorting things around, and
first of all, what the hell happened? We gave up six runs in the fourth.
We weren't able to. There's a couple of fielding things. They were hit. They had some pretty nice seeing eye hits, but we just couldn't keep them from. We had a couple of places where we should have fielded the ball and just didn't.
Very, very good.
Yep.
Well, Kobe Wendell's our batter here in the bottom of the fifth inning, and we're Indians trail 7-4.
Did you get all your mowing done, Mr. Mayor?
I did. I've been mowing, and I put Harrison on a mower, and helps when you get two of them going. So
yep.
I wanted to get up here as soon as I could, and I was listening, and I missed the entire six-run inning there, but... There's a ground ball to shortstop. Shortstop picks it up cleanly, fires across, and he's going to be late on the throw, and Kobe Wendell's going to have a base hit.
I'm sorry you won't be able to read my writing very well, but I was struggling through everything.
Looks to me like you're doing fine.
Oh, I need to turn Mr. Commissioner on. There we go.
Good to have Digger in the old booth today. Diggs, how you been, bud?
Hey, pretty good, Mayor. How are you?
Good, good. Doing good.
He was sad when he came up and saw that you and Bob weren't here.
I was. Well, disappointed.
Unfortunately, Bubba's brother-in-law passed away, from what I understand.
Sorry to hear that.
Yeah, condolences out to the Stogner family there.
Yeah, I was thinking that you were probably mowing, listening to the radio broadcast, and thought, I've got to get done to help these guys out.
I was going twice as fast as I normally do just to get up here.
There's unmowed rows of
grass. I didn't know if it was a baseball game or a funeral. I didn't know what I was listening to. damnest thing I ever had. I didn't even know you were on here, Digger. Did you ever speak?
I said three words.
Jesus.
Which was probably three too many.
It's crazy. Cubby Wendell down to second on a stolen base, and that's going to bring Riley Will to the plate. Looks like Riley is one for two so far in this ball game.
I've been a little generous with hits for both teams.
I mean, sorry, Riley,
that one's popped up back behind the...
But most of them are legit.
Riley could have been one for two, or he could not have been.
Yeah.
What is this? What is all this gibberish down here?
That,
the scorebook?
That
this,
is wow. How many runs they are. There are. If I don't know you're coming, I'm going to do it my way.
Tell you what.
You should make that a song.
That one's way outside for a ball. I'm one ball, two strikes to Riley Will.
I do it like I do the softball.
As long as you know what's going on, that's all that matters. That's the main thing.
Yep.
Here comes a 1-2. Riley gets a piece of it, knocks it over towards the shortstop. Shortstop gets a gravy hop, comes up firing, and he's going to get him by half a step over at first base. Toby's going to stay put over here at second.
That was a close one at first. I thought maybe he was safe, but as I've said before, the umpire's closer than I am.
Coach Feely called him safe, I think.
Diggs had him safe?
Yep.
I thought he had him by about a half step. He was out, I believe.
I'd say it was a banger. It could have won either way.
How about the no-hitter the Reds had last night, Diggs?
That's awesome, isn't it?
Man, I watched that. That was pretty cool. I was glad that one play. I thought, oh, no, they're going to this is an error. But they're going to give him a hit because we're in Cleveland. Cleveland's official scorekeeper. He didn't, though.
No.
That one swung on and popped out of play. Brock Deuce now the hitter. Tying run on deck here with big Daniel Patch.
Mr. Mayor, I think they've only hit one car today, legitimately.
Last night we had demo derby here, Diggs. Damnest thing I ever seen. Windows crashed out, shattered out.
Thumps, there's thumps at least once an inning.
We got rained out, and I go out there, and I don't know. There's a guy from New Bremen, and he's out there taping up his back window with a trash bag. He did a heck of a job on her.
Yeah.
He had to get her home. One ball, two strike pitch. That's outside for a ball. Cubby down at second. Two away here. Bottom of the fifth inning. Marion Local up 7-4 over our Fort Recovery Indians. We got another game coming up here. We got to finish a couple innings with the New Bremen Cardinals. Ooh, that one's way inside.
Yeah, Brock, that one came pretty close.
Yeah, he could have hung in there and got hit.
Yeah.
But instead, he says, I'm going to take this baby for a ride. Here comes the pitch. It's a weak grounder over to the shortstop. Shortstop comes up with it. Going to have to hustle. Fires over to first, and another nice play by the shortstop to get Brock at first base. So we get a base hit, nothing to show for it, and we'll go to the top of the sixth inning. Indians trail 7-4.
Spring is in the air, and so is the smell of great steaks on the grill. Wayne Street Market has everything you need for a great cookout. They have nicely trimmed steaks ready to go, and their ground chuck is $3.39 a pound, bulk or patties. Eckrich hot dogs are two for $3, and packages of Swaggerty brats are $3.99. And check out their fully cooked smoked pork chops. And it's time to get your catering orders in for your graduation party. From chicken to their party trays, fruit and veggie trays, sandwich trays, and of course their famous meat and cheese trays. Get it all at Wayne Street Market, the best meat market around.
The versatile Kubota B-Series is a do-it-all tractor. Run powerful attachments that can be easily switched out. It features a hydrostatic transmission and is simple to maintain. The Kubota B-Series. It makes the hard work look easy. Talk to your local Kubota dealer today to schedule a demo.
Your local Kubota dealer is Hall Brothers in Fort Recovery, Ohio.
All right, here we go, getting ready for the top of the sixth inning. Looks like we've got, is that Alex Deuce out there on the mound? I think it is.
Yes, it is Alex Deuce.
Yep, he came in last inning, middle of the inning somewhere.
I didn't realize there was a legend sitting down here in front of us.
We got a lot of legends in town.
Bill Elking.
Bill Elking down there?
Yep.
Bill Elking was a
he's right.
A teacher in Fort Recovery when I was in school.
Yep.
Longtime teacher at Marion Local.
Yes.
And all-around great guy.
Yes, he is.
Mr. Elfing is a super guy.
He's one of those guys. He's right behind the post from you.
Oh, okay.
Yeah,
very good.
Have to crane your neck around there.
He actually scooted over when you sat down so you couldn't see him.
Probably. Hayden Wibley, your batter here in the top half of the sixth inning. Leadoff man.
Yeah, he coached about everything over at Marion, didn't he? I think he did. I don't know if he's ever head coach of anything, but he's coached on about every coaching staff there was.
Nice curveball.
I think the only thing he didn't coach was swimming.
Yeah.
He was not a swimming coach.
Well, he'd probably be better.
Or bowling.
He'd probably be better coach than he would be a swimmer, but.
Yeah, he's a sinker, I think.
Let's don't judge.
Sinker.
Let's don't judge. We don't know. 2 balls, 2 strikes to the leadoff guy, Hayden Wibler.
Yeah, we are profiling. I can say that.
Dylan Fleck on deck here for the Flyers. Curveball, he waits on it right down the third base line. Picked up, fired over by Ducey, and hell of a play by Brock Ducey down at third base. That maybe was as far a throw as you can make for a third baseman.
You know, that was a nicely played ball, and the throw couldn't have been better.
I'll tell you what, that young man has played a stellar third base all year, and he's made some great plays. He's been a great asset to the Indian baseball team.
Yeah, the umpire there, you know, we thought maybe one guy could have been safe or whatever. There have been some bangers, and, you know, he called that one the same way he called the other one.
Yes, he did.
Yeah.
It's bang bang play, and each one of them was an out. And as I said, he's closer than we are.
We're going to miss right there for Dylan Fleck. Gabe Link on deck. Swinging a miss again. Nice curveball, breaking ball right there by Alex Deuce.
I mean, I have no idea who might have hired these guys, but.
Yeah. You mean the umpires?
Yeah, he probably did a really good job.
Yeah, probably. Probably a substitute hirer because this wasn't a regular league game.
It's outside.
It's a delayed, postponed game, so probably.
Who are the umpires in there, Diggsy?
The guy behind the plate is Randy Schellebarger.
Randy Schellebarger.
From Rockford.
1-2, he gets a piece of the curveball. He's going to knock it out in the center field, and that's going to fall in there in front of Kobe for a base hit. So a one-out base hit by Dylan Fleck, and that's going to bring up Gabe Link.
The guy in the field is Dane Cook.
I thought I saw Dane before, but I couldn't really tell.
We've had him several times.
Yes, and I've known him for quite a while, and he's a very good person, and I think he's a very good umpire. When he's behind the plate, he is very consistent.
There goes the runner. There goes the throw down to second. If it's gets past Ryan, nice job by Mr. Post out there to back him up. So Landon gets the ball, but a stolen base. Now a runner in scoring position for Gabe Link. So this is the Link you're saying that his dad is from Fort Recovery, huh?
Yeah, I believe so. In fact, I would almost wager money on it.
If we had sticky yearbooks, we could.
Yeah, you're
if we had sticky yearbooks, I bet we could go through and find his dad.
Well, I'd say he was probably, it's hard to say, but I would guess he graduated in the 90s, maybe.
That's probably a good guess.
Solid, I think. Solid guess.
Swing and a miss. And then it's probably not enough of Bill's boys.
No,
like
that's
it. Carl doesn't have any sons. I mean,
he doesn't look like that.
Tom's got a couple boys. It's hard to say.
Yep.
A lot of links in the area.
Yes, there are.
We've got a lot of smoky links in town. There's a bunt. Nice bunt. Alex comes off the mound. He comes up. He fires down to Daniel Patch. Great sacrifice bunt right there. Moves a runner over to third. Two outs in the inning. Dylan Fleck over at third.
Zach Brueggemann.
And Zach Brueggemann's your batter.
I only jumped in there because I'm sure you couldn't read that.
No, I'm actually making heads and tails out of it.
Okay, that's good. There's enough letters you can read that you can.
I normally can't read German, but.
How about shaky diabetic?
Diabetic. I cannot read shaky diabetic, nor German. A little bit of Japanese mixed in there.
Yeah.
Some Spanish. Not real sure.
I had to go down and get me a Sprite so I could, or Sierra Mist, so I could.
Get some sugar in you?
Yeah, so I could get
my
shakes down.
Curveball's going to get away from Riggs, and that's going to score. the 8th run for the Marion Local Flyers. And that is why you get a runner at third, and the breaking balls are so important, and your catcher is so important. And that one broke down in front of the dirt, got away from Riggs. Easy score.
Yep. When it
8-4 now.
When it breaks out in there and it hits the dirt, you don't know which way it's going.
Got to get that body in front. He's getting better every game he catches. Yep. That pitch is high and outside. Two balls and a strike now, two away, run across the plate.
Riggs does a pretty good job of trying to frame that ball when it's out of the zone.
Riggs, you know, I tell you what, he came in here and became our starting catcher as a freshman, and there's a nice strike right there. Nice job again by Riggs to frame the ball. Two balls, two strikes, two outs. Deuce is wild here in the top half of the sixth inning. Indians got to get the old bats smoking.
Yep. Yeah, he'd never caught before, according to Jerry.
There is a line drive. It's going to fall out in front of Troy. Troy's going to fire to first, and I think he got him.
He did.
Absolutely, yes. He did. Lazy run. Yep. Lazy runner by Marion Local, and thought he had an easy base hit. And Troy comes up. I think it's Troy.
I think that's
Troy.
Dirt.
Comes up and,
whoever it was,
and fires over to first base. The whoever it is definitely knows Troy because he gave him knuckles. Like, great play, young man.
That was Brockman, I believe, right?
Yeah.
That was... Zach Bergman, that is correct.
Yep.
So he goes out in the old scorebook, 9-3. We see them every once in a while. But in the inning, they pick up one more damaging run, and they've got to solve a four-run cushion. The Indians trail 8-4.
Most jobs take a few steps to complete. What they shouldn't take are a few thousand actual steps roaming through a big warehouse. Instead, make a quick trip to Wangler Ace Hardware. We have the hand-picked quality brands you can trust for just about any job, and we'll make sure to get you in and out in no time. Wangler Ace Hardware has been serving the community for more than 100 years, and we're proud to greet our neighbors every day. No matter what you're working on, stop by Wangler Ace Hardware and let us help you every step along the way. Thank you for your business. Go Indians.
Love our great sandwiches, wraps, soups, and salads at the Tin Cupboard. But did you remember that we also have great old-fashioned hand-dipped ice cream homemade by Desserts? Of course, we have vanilla and chocolate, but we also have a lot more flavors. Stop by and try our mint chocolate chip, cookies and cream, butter pecan, or strawberry. Or how about Superman or Rainbow Sherbet, always a kid's favorite. Try one of our new flavors, black raspberry lemon cheesecake, peanut butter cup, or s'mores. Bring your family by the Tin Cupboard and grab some great homemade hand-dipped ice cream from Desserts. Grab a cup or a cone in your favorite flavor, or try a new flavor. Who knows? It might become your new favorite. The Tin Cupboard in downtown Fort Recovery.
All right, here we go. Getting ready for the top or the bottom of the sixth inning. Daniel Patch leads us off, hits the first ground ball, and he's thrown out at first base. I have no idea who threw him out because I didn't have my head up yet. 6-3 in the old school book, one away. That's going to bring Landon Post to the plate. First pitch a little low and outside. We got another couple innings to play with the New Bremen Cardinals. The Indians trail 4-1 in that ball game. They should be rolling in here any time.
I was over at New Bremen. They were playing Fort Jennings.
Fort Jennings had
one game.
One game, and then they were coming here?
Yep.
So they're playing two different teams in the same day.
Yep.
That's a crazy
day.
So
is our girls.
Yep, our girls are. We are. I didn't realize the New Bremen boys were.
1-1, fouled, out of play.
I'll be at four different games before the end of today.
Where else are you going, Diggsy?
I was at two of them at New Bremen, the boys.
And the girls softball.
And the girls softball.
Yep.
And two here.
Man, you cover a lot of...
It's a lot easier when they play two of them right at you.
You don't have to tell us all that. Just say, swing and a miss on a nice breaking ball. Landon Post goes down swinging. Two outs here in the inning.
Who does Landon belong to?
Eric and Kelly.
Alex is stepping in here.
Fourth strike out of the game for the Indians. Troxdeuf's going to get his first at bat here, and he takes it and says, I'll just hit me a base hit right down the old third base line. Nice piece of hitting right there by Mr. Deuce.
Really good. Think he was afraid to swing? Nope.
Definitely not afraid to swing.
First pitch.
I'd say you give him a couple years, that's a double.
Yeah.
Well, I tell you what, we've got some great young players coming up here in the baseball and some good arms.
Yeah.
So it's going to be exciting for the baseball fans in Fort Recovery. Over the next couple of years, there's a weak ground ball over towards the shortstop. Shortstop's going to pick it up, step on second for the easy out. Well, the Indians get a hit, nothing to show for it. We got one inning left to try to pick on this lead. Indians trail 8-4.
Have you tried to buy insurance online? Hi, I'm Connor Rammel with Fort Recovery Insurance. On the internet, it's hard to tell a computer your truck spends half its life in a field or that you keep your jet ski in a pole barn. Here, life's different than the big city or suburbs. So are our insurance needs. As your local agent for Ohio Mutual Insurance Group, we can address your concerns and a few you may not be aware of. Insurance done local. It's what we do. FortRecoveryInsurance.com.
Hello, this is Chad Fowler from Fowler Mechanical. Whether you're a longtime customer or someone we have not had the privilege to serve yet, I want you to know we are here for all your residential and commercial heating, air conditioning, and plumbing needs. We have been proudly serving the Fort Recovery area since 2004, so give us a call at Fowler Mechanical and see what we can do for you. Fowler Mechanical, 419-375-2410.
Hello, I'm Harold Feely, owner of Hastings Auto Sales and Service here in Fort Recovery. We have a 2017 Buick Encore Preferred 2 all-wheel drive with Bluetooth, remote start, backup camera with 35,000 miles for $15,900. Also available is a 2017 Ford Escape Titanium front-wheel drive with Bluetooth, remote start, backup camera, local trade with 59,000 miles for $14,300. Come on over to Hastings Auto Sales and Service, just a half a block south of the traffic light here in historic
Harold. All right, yep. We're back, getting ready for the top of the seventh inning. 8-4 ball game here. Marion Local leads over the Indians. They picked up six big runs in the fourth inning, and obviously that is your deal breaker for the Tribe. How are you doing tonight, Big Diggs? Anything?
I don't think there's too much going on.
You and the missus just going to hang loose at home?
I believe.
Yeah.
I went up to the car show last night, and there was a bunch of cars there.
Well, I figured they must have went down.
I figured with the rain that they'd all be gone.
Yeah.
There must have been still 100 cars up there.
There was that many?
Yeah. Yeah, they were from the stoplight all the way down past Napa.
Perfect. That one swung on, hit out towards Troy Hillman. Troy Hillman coming in, he's going to make the play.
I think all the cars that were made out of sugar work on.
Yes. Yeah. Yeah. None of the sugar cars were still there.
What are you talking about? Sugar cars.
They'd melt in the rain.
Come on, Calpy.
Well, I understand. Sugar melts in the rain, but no cars are made out of sugar. What are you guys talking about?
Well, they made some, but they all melted.
How would you know?
Yeah.
See, that's why it's a good thing you showed up.
I don't. There's nobody listening.
Well, they would if they knew you were here.
They
shut her off.
Turn her back on. They're like, well, hell, I can listen now. Them two guys makes zero sense. There's a fly ball out towards Kobe Wendell in left field. Kobe puts her in the old glove, and that's going to be out number two. Jake Topp flies out.
Now, maybe you just need to get a sense of humor because Digger and I both got that joke.
I'm totally serious all the time. Colton Pullman going to be your batter,
even when you go to Casey's and cuss at the employees.
Yeah, Diggs, you got to hear this story.
it's
a classic.
It really is.
And did they know they were dealing with the mayor?
They thought they were dealing with the mayor.
Yeah, I get a text from Bertie Stalker. She said, hey, you got to call the manager at Casey's. I said, okay. So I called her, and she said she just wanted to know why I was in there yelling at all their employees. There's a hard fly ball down the right field line going to go foul. And I said, what are you talking about? She said that she had went to the bank, and while she was at the bank, a gentleman came in and yelled at the assistant manager and yelled at the employees. They were rude and blah, blah, blah. And I said, ma'am, I haven't been to Casey's in a couple weeks. But I said, I'll be there in 5 minutes because we're going to get to the bottom of this. So I went in there, and that ball is outside. One ball, two strikes now. And so the manager says, is this the guy that was yelling at everybody? And they're like, nope. And gets a piece of it and stays alive. Anyhow, we went back, looked at surveillance while she was gone, and I did not know anybody that walked in there during that time. Did not know anybody. So there was a guy in there, yelled at him, and they asked him who he was. He said it was the mayor and took off.
Well, he didn't say the mayor of what town, right?
Yeah, that's what I said. I think it was Gig Kester's, probably.
Spencey thinks it was a gigster.
He's an angry guy anyway.
Gigster the trickster.
Yeah. I know he's angry because he's related to my wife.
Oh, I didn't know that.
Yeah. Evans in the dirt. Three balls, two strikes.
They come from an angry family.
Yeah. Those Kesters, there's not an ounce of fun amongst them.
Nope. Angry. All the time.
Colton Pullman, the batter here. He's going to payoff pitch coming. 3-2, two outs here. Top of the seventh inning. We need to get out of this jam and get the old bats shaken up here. Stays in there, swinging. I guess it's going to be a fair ball. Alex is going to come off the mound. He's going to make the play at first base.
I thought it hit him, but maybe not.
I could have sworn that that would have been a foul ball call.
Yep.
But nonetheless, we got three up, three down, and we'll go to the bottom half of the seventh inning. Indians got one more crack at the old bats to tie this thing up.
Proudly serving the Fort Recovery area for over 23 years, Fort Camp Excavating and Farm Drainage has the expertise to handle any dirt work you need. From installing waterways and building pads to demolition work and septic system installation, Fort Camp Excavating and Farm Drainage has all the equipment you need to get the job done right. Does your driveway need some fresh gravel, or do you need some dirt hauled in? We can take care of all your hauling needs as well. Give Brian a call at 419-852-6655. Fort Camp Excavating and Farm Drainage. Go Indians.
Spring is a busy time of year, and who has time to cook? Let Miracle Lanes be your go-to for effortless meals on those busy days. From their wings, salads, subs, sandwiches, and deep-fried goodies to their awesome pizza, let Miracle Lanes take care of feeding your family. Everybody can get what they want. Just call them at 375-4274, then drive through and pick it up. They open at 3 on Tuesday, Wednesday, and Thursday, and 11 a.m. on Friday, Saturday, and Sunday, closed Mondays. Call them to reserve your lanes for birthday parties and other special events. Be sure to stop by for their pizza wing and salad bar buffet on Fridays at lunch. Miracle Lanes, 375-4274.
Hello, I'm Kenny Canote from K&L Tractor Sales, Fort Recovery, Ohio. Now you can mow like the pros with a Simplicity zero-turn mower. These mowers have all the features professionals demand. Durability, heavy-duty construction, and of course, a perfect cut. Simplicity zero-turn mowers with their exclusive suspension system let you mow more lawn in less time, and you'll have fun doing it because these mowers are unlike any you've ever used. So stop by K&L Tractor and discover the secret to a professionally manicured lawn. Simplicity, the way to a beautiful lawn.
We're back here at Fort Recovery, and coming up after this game will be the finish of the New Bremen game. I can't find it in the archives.
What's that?
I can't find the recording of last night's first five and a half innings. It's supposed to be there, but it keeps coming up blank, so I'm going to keep looking. We may or may not have...
Maybe we just sat up here and talked and thought we was on the radio.
No, it was coming through. I was hearing it as I heard it, and the record was on. But I can't. I can't recover it. So we may or may not have last night's or today's or
get some archive troubles.
Yep,
it's history.
I think it's solvable. But that may be a thing that we don't have it. So maybe. Sorry, I interrupted the game here, but wanted to make sure people.
I know I was listening to it.
Derek Lockett felt your batter here. He's in the hole. No balls, two strikes. Here comes the pitch way outside.
Because of the weather last night, I was at home in my Snuggie.
It was nasty.
Yeah, so yeah, I just chilly. Stayed home.
Snuggie.
Yeah, you got to
light the fire?
Nope.
Curveball stays outside. Good eye by Derek Lockett. Two balls, two strikes. Nobody out here. Bottom of the seventh inning. Indians need to get that first guy on and let her roll. That one's inside. Good eye by Derek.
It's close.
Tough one to take, but he took it.
Yep.
Fell behind. No balls, two strikes. And I worked the count back to 3-2. Here comes the payoff. That's high cheese. And Derek moves on down to first base. According to Spencey's book, that's the first walk for the Indians.
I believe it is.
That may or may not be true.
That's correct.
That is highly doubtful, but it may be true.
We haven't had many. We've been swinging.
Troy Holman, the batter. Looks like he's pinch hitting here for Ryan Post.
Oh, yeah. That's who it would be.
Could be Wendell on deck. Takes a rip at that one. Foul. Back to the dugout. Might fire the old grill up tonight, boys.
What are we making, steaks? Or?
Yeah, I'm thinking some steakaroos. Quick throw over to first. Derek back in time. Nobody out here. Number 11, Troy Holman, the freshman, right fielder. He's your batter.
I put a steak on the smoker the other night, and it was really good.
Swing and a miss right there. One ball, two strikes. So you'd put on the smoker. How long does it take on the smoker?
Well, I did it while I was mowing, so I had it at about 180 with a 200 for a while. It took me about an hour, but it was low and slow and lots low and slow. Very smoky. Nice T-bone from Wayne Street Market back when they were just $5.99. They've gone up a dollar each week for the last 2 weeks, so they're $7.99, but still.
I just bought some New York strips for about $10 a piece.
Yep.
Three for me, one for my wife.
Yeah. What about Harrison? He mowed for you.
Hamburger.
He won't eat with you, will he?
Hot dogs. Swinging a miss, got Troy Holman.
You can get him a couple of jumbo hot dogs from the ball game here. Take them back to him.
We'll try to get him. I'll get him a couple little pieces of fat off mine, maybe.
Yeah. That's nice. Boned and on.
Yeah. Help yourself, kid. Kobe Wendell's going to step in there. Looks like Kobe is 1-for-3 so far in this ball game.
Yeah, just give him the bone, say, finish her off, boy. You can finish that for me.
Eat all you want.
Yep.
Here comes the pitch. That's a line drive foul down the left field line.
A nice swing on that one. Turned on it. Just pulled her a little foul.
Just a little ahead of him, wasn't he?
Yep.
This one's going straight.
Well, that one went straight.
Straight foul.
Straight foul.
Straight left. This one's going straight.
We got a baseball game going over at Reisner's over there, too.
Yep.
Breaking ball stays inside. Last night, we got to see... I thought of the kid's name, and now I can't think of it. The young man from New Bremen that was pitching for them.
Oh, Mitchell Hayes.
Mitchell Hayes. Best curveball we've seen all year.
Mitchell Hayes is a really good athlete.
Yeah.
His dad is the coach for Marion Local.
Is that right?
I saw it. Mitch Hayes. I thought, well, that's weird.
Where did I see it?
Yeah,
right here.
Yeah. Yep.
His dad is the coach for
Marion Local.
Marion Local Flyers.
Right here.
Yeah. And his son pitches for the Cardinals. Interesting. That's outside. Ball four. So Kobe's going to head on down. So now we got the tying run on deck here, folks.
When did they change pitchers?
Yeah, Gabe Link's out there now. I just now noticed that.
Must have done it in this last half inning.
Yep. He's going to go out and talk to him here.
Now who started the game for Marion?
Dylan Wibler. Fleck.
Wibler.
And he pitched about an inning and a half. And he started losing it. And... We scored two, and I think might even been the third inning when they switched when we had a couple of runners on, but he was doing okay, and then all of a sudden he wasn't. So I'm guessing something
that's
happened.
Usually, there. What happens?
Yep.
Usually you're okay, and then something was.
But not all of a
not
sudden.
Not just in pitching. Sometimes it's life like that.
It's just life.
Well, most of the time it kind of goes south slowly.
First pitch taken outside for a ball. Riley Will, your batter. Rock Deuce on deck. Let's load them up here. We got one out. Yep. Bottom of the seventh. We need four to tie, five to win.
Make him throw a strike here.
That one's outside. Ball yeah. two.
So we were talking earlier about Mitch Hayes being the head coach. They had a son that played, that opened and enrolled to Marion Local to play football and baseball. And that's how Mitch came to Marion
Local. Gotcha. Huh. But his next son stayed in New Bridge.
Stayed at home. Yep.
Stayed at home playing for the Cardinals. Two balls and a strike. Here comes the pitch. That swung on and fouled back to the screen.
Daniel Patch doing a great job retrieving that foul ball.
Yep.
Quickly.
Put
quickly
those long legs to work there. Come on, Riley.
Here comes the 2-2. Swung on and fouled out of play.
Reached for that one.
Man, he's got two strikes on him, so he's got
to keep it alive.
Got to protect. Got to protect.
And that outside pitch has been called a strike a lot, so.
Yeah, that Mitchell Hayes, I'm telling you, that young man had a curveball last night that froze our guys.
Yeah.
He just went, shoo.
Yep.
He's a competitor, too. I don't care what sport you're playing. He's
swing and a miss. He got him. So Riley goes down swinging. Second strikeout in the inning. Indians now down to their last out.
So Daniel Patch has to score to keep this, the on-deck batter has to score to keep this game going.
I think you are 159% correct. That one swung on and fouled out of play.
I don't know if your percentages are right, but it's somewhere around
there. Yeah.
It's got to be close.
Yeah.
I did some quick calculating.
Well, I'm feeling good about this. Brock's been hitting the ball.
Runners at first and second.
That was a nice little curveball there.
Yeah. Yep. Pulled the string on that, threw me Uncle Charlie, and it cut right across the inside edge of the plate for strike one.
Looked like it was going to stay inside, and it just bent right over the plate.
Yes, it did. Brock finds himself in the hole. We're down to our last strike here, folks. Swing and a miss, and that's going to do it. Marion Local Flyers are going to win this ball game 8-4 over our Fort Recovery Indians. Indians are going to fall to 3-5 in the MAC and 6-13 overall. We'll be back with a little recap in just a minute.
Hi, this is Jerry Kalp of Kalp Pharmacy, a locally owned Health Mart pharmacy. Kalp Pharmacy can provide TPN, or total parenteral nutrition, to patients who have a medical condition that have caused the inability to absorb nutrients. Kalp Pharmacy TPN provides fats, carbohydrates, proteins, vitamins, minerals through a vein in the body. So request Kalp Pharmacy to your medical team so we can collaborate and develop a personalized care plan. Learn more at kalptpn.com or visit us in Fort Recovery, Ohio, Union City, or Bern, Indiana. Kalp Pharmacy Health Mart, caring for you and about you.
Hello, this is Jackie Brewing from Performance Physical Therapy. Are you looking for a fast track to recovery? Is your pain preventing you from achieving your highest level of performance? Then don't let a minor ache turn into a major injury. Our specialized physical therapists at Performance Physical Therapy and Wellness will help you increase your power and your strength as well as your speed in order for you to get back into the game. Located at 1100 Commerce Street in Fort Recovery, right across from Ace Hardware. Give us a call at 419-763-1464 to schedule your evaluation. Performance Physical Therapy and Wellness, your fast track to recovery.
Street Market always has great prices and great selection, and here are some of the specials they have for you this week. In their deli, they have Cooper Farms Honey Roasted or Smoked Turkey for just $5.99 a pound, sliced any way you like it. And Eckrich Bologna is only $1.99 a pound, sliced your way. Packages of Eckrich Smoked Sausage, Original, or Cheese are 2 for $6. And it's time to start making plans for your graduation parties, so get your party trays and chicken ordered now. Wayne Street Market, the hometown store that saves you more.
All right, we're back. We're going to talk about this ballgame a little bit. Obviously, I got here a little late in this game. But the Indians fall 8-4. They allowed 6 runs in the top of the 4th inning. And what I'm hearing, we had some boo-boos in that inning, and that was their big one, and that's all it took. For the Indians, they scored 4 runs on 9 hits. They stranded 5. They struck out 7 times, only walked once. For the Indians, also led by Ryan Post, 2 for 3. Daniel Patch was 2 for 3. Other guys picking up a hit was Landon Post, Dylan Evers, Brock Deuce, Riley Will, and Kobe Wendell. They all had 1 hit apiece. So we go on here. We got about,
we're not sure how much we have.
I don't even know if New Bremen's even here yet, to tell you the truth.
A couple
I don't
of their
see
fans
of
are.
Players,
I didn't see the bus.
We've got New Bremen Cardinals rolling in here. We're in the top of the fifth inning on that ball game, right?
Going to the bottom of the fifth.
Going into the
we
bottom of the fifth.
We finished 4.5.
We finished 4.5. So,
and just as we were getting ready to go, lightning struck, and
that was the end of it.
Yep, didn't get even the players warmed up before that went. Anything else you want to?
For Marion, they had 8 runs on 8 hits. They stranded 4. They struck out 5 times, and according to my book, doesn't look like we walked any of their hitters. So, you know, I don't know how many errors they had in that sixth inning, how many unearned runs they had. But
they hit the ball well.
It sounds to me like.
And most of them we fielded, but not at the right times. We had some costly.
Did we have errors in that inning that gave them some runs?
Yeah, absolutely.
Yeah.
I think they might have scored 1 earned run.
Out of the 8 or out of the 6th
inning? Out of the 6th that inning.
Wow. So we gave them 5 unearned runs and we lose by 4. That's baseball, folks, but that's not the way you want to lose the game. It's okay to get beat by somebody if you play a clean game, but if you're going to give them freebies, and that's what Coach Kalp, I'm sure, is down there talking to him about. And
that's his thing.
I can see he's pretty frustrated down there on the talking to the Indians right now. So we'll take a quick break. And
let me run over the what stuff's coming up here. And
you
then,
do that, Spencer.
And then we'll take a break. We'll play some music, and we'll come back a little before the start of the resumption of the New Bremen game. So
very good.
What we have coming up on Monday is softball is going to host Ridgemont in the sectional semifinal. And that'll be broadcast on SportsStream 2 as of right now. We're still planning to do that. And that the winner of that game will play at Lincoln View on Thursday in the sectional final at 5 o'clock. And all tickets for the tournament games, folks, you have to remember, you have to pay to get into the tournament games. That's OHSAA rules. And tickets must be purchased online. You can't get them at the school. You can't get them at the gate. You have to go to OHSAA.org/tickets, then click on softball, then Wapakoneta, and then get tickets. So that's how you get tickets for the game, and there will not be any available at the gate. So you have to. It's like we did with football and basketball, but people are used to paying for that, and they were used to not having to jump through hoops just to be able to buy a ticket. Now anybody can buy one, but you have to get it online. So that's Monday. Girls host Ridgemont in the sectional semifinal, and that's here at home, and that'll be on SportsStream 2. And baseball will host Ansonia, and of course that'll be a Fort Recovery Radio broadcast. Tuesday, softball hosts Rushi. Baseball will be at St. Mary's. And then Thursday, softball at Lincoln View if we win on Monday, and the tickets are online only, again, of course. And then baseball will be at Wapakoneta. And then Friday, the baseball will host Franklin Monroe. And Saturday, Commissioner Don Kemper was talking about, that will be the last softball game of the MAC. So, again, Indians go down to defeat 8-4 to the Marion Local Flyers. We'll be coming up in a little bit with the resumption of last night's New Bremen game, where the Indians we're down, I believe, 4-1, 4-0. I can't remember what it was, but we need to get some hits going, and we have to do a little better than we were there. So we'll be back in just a little bit with the resumption of the New Bremen game.
to Fort Recovery Indians baseball right here on FortRecoveryRadio.com. Special sports coverage of Indians baseball is brought to you in part by community-minded sponsors and the sports department of Fort Recovery Internet Radio. To the studio for regular programming, and thank you for listening to FortRecoveryRadio.com.